the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. In today's gospel, Jesus goes to stay in the home of a man who is despised. Jesus thinks nothing of himself, but of the other's need. How often we go where we are most welcome rather than where we are most needed. And so we ask Jesus, our Savior, for pardon and for peace. Lord Jesus, you are kind and full of compassion. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you are slow to anger and abounding in love. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you lift up all who fall down and are bowed to the ground. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. Just and merciful God, come into our midst today to speak your word. Help us to welcome you with joy and to give mercy and forgiveness a place in our lives. Grant this through Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The whole world before you, O Lord, is like a speck that tips the scales and like a drop of morning dew that falls on the ground. But you are merciful to all, for you do all things, and you overlook people's sins so that they may repent. Lord, you love all things that exist and detest none of them that you have made. For you would not have made anything if you had hated it. How would anything have endured if you had not willed it? Or how would anything not called forth by you have been preserved? You spare all things, for they are yours. O Lord, you love the living, for your immortal spirit is in all things. Therefore, you correct little by little those who trespass, and remind and warn them of the things through which they sin, so that they may be freed from wickedness and put their trust in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. We always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call, and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, as to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered the city of Jericho, and as he was going through the city, a man named Zacchaeus appeared. He was the chief tax collector in Jericho, and he was a very wealthy man. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Yet he was short in stature, and so was unable to see over the crowd. He ran down the road and he climbed a sycamore tree so that he might see Jesus pass by. When Jesus approached the tree, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, hurry, come down. I plan to spend the day in your house." With immense joy, Zacchaeus came down and received Jesus. And yet everyone gathered around began to grumble against Jesus and said, "This man goes to spend the day in the house of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood his ground. He said to Jesus, "Listen to me, sir. Half of all I possess, I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone, I repay that person fourfold." Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this man is also a child of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek out and to save that which is lost." The Gospel of the Lord.